This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To discipline your desire, I'm Doug Steffen, desirous of having the help of Jennifer Horn, who's here on the DJV program, and Kara Schilling, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm a big fan of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Do you know that book?
I don't know that book. Oh, yeah, I should. Maybe that's
book.
My problem.
Yeah, no, read the book. Think and Grow Rich. Hill identifies desire as the starting point of all achievement. And that means desire to succeed, some outcome, personal goal, whatever you have. And I'm finding myself at my stage of life just kind of coming around. As I've read this book, been taking it apart for years. It is something that a lot of successful business people have used as a guide for success, that Dale Carnegie, things like that. We all have desires. You've got them. I've got them. But it's understanding which ones to follow if you're interested in your long-term success and happiness. Because we do have desires. Sometimes the desire to go out and party, for example, doesn't always, for the most part, usually, in fact, doesn't end well. Choose the right thing to follow. Choose the right thing to use your discipline on. That's kind of what I would see. I think we've all done that. I have here with this program, I've decided I want to keep it chugging along as long as I possibly can because I enjoy it. People love listening to it. Jennifer and Kara and Victoria have a good time doing it, and it's a way, it's a means to an end, if you will. Different means. Some people would look at this or any job as just a way to make money so they can have their fun. But I suggest to you that if you don't spend as much time having a good time at work as you do having a good time out of work, then something's wrong. Not every moment at work is going to be pleasant or positive, but if you can't spend 8-10 hours a day doing something that you really like, you better pack it in, no matter what. If I need a job.
That's,
yeah,
your
okay.
Official, that's your official advice, pack it in.
Yes, pack it in if you don't like it, and find something better to do. All right, so there we have a little philosophical bent from Uncle Dougie. Now, Jennifer, you can take over with your trending story of the hour.
Well, you know, the trending story of the hour has to do with scams. There are a lot of scams out there. I've been getting a call from a number that says that that there was a mistake on my taxes and the IRS is coming to arrest me because of my failure to respond. I've been getting that one for a while, that there's a lawsuit, legal action filed against me. Kind of crazy. The latest scam, however, involves Bruce Springsteen. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So a woman who said that she lost more than $10,000 after falling victim to someone who used a pretty brilliant disguise, this person was impersonating Bruce Springsteen online. And according to the Federal Trade Commission, this is not unusual. They say in similar imposter scams have caused people to lose. Are you ready for this? $328 million throughout the year of 2017. Ooh. So in last year, 328 million people were scammed online by someone pretending to be a celebrity. This woman says, her name is Mary, that's how she wants to be identified, and she said that she sent him iTunes gift cards. She sent this to Bruce Springsteen now. Maybe $400, $500, $600, she said, little by little, every week. She says that the ruse started after she commented on a Bruce Springsteen Facebook page, and someone messaged her back claiming to be the real Bruce. They swapped messages and pictures for a year. The tone obviously became flirty, the woman said. Then the fake Bruce Springsteen told the woman he was getting a divorce and his wife was holding his bank accounts hostage and he needed cash. So, this woman says, in addition to sending over iTunes gift cards, she also sent $11,500 through MoneyGram, Western Union, and a cashier's check to someone in Dubai. The fake Bruce reportedly pleaded to her in a text message that his stash of gold was stranded in a Middle Eastern city.
Who the hell believes this stuff?
That he needed help in getting back to the streets of Philadelphia.
Who believes this stuff? My
there
God.
There are dopes among us. You've seen them. You drive next to them. She said, and this is a woman who told CBS Chicago, she said, my mind was so brainwashed or something. So she asked, how much money? She said she was vulnerable at the time, but it hurt. She said she feels really stupid. The real Bruce is worth $500 million. He isn't going through a divorce. He doesn't have a trouble with the stash of gold that's being from him in the Middle East. But this is not unusual. $378 million is this new scam. And apparently they're
$370 million has been ripped off from people?
Yeah, that's what I just said. $378 million just in 2017. God. Just last year. One in five people have reported an imposter scam and they've lost money.
All right, I'm doing something wrong here. I got to start. We're going to set up the Doug Steffen Fund.
It happened to me. You know, I was at a Trace Adkins concert this summer. And I think I was taking Instagram, and I said, at Trace Adkins, I tagged him. Someone picked up that tag and wrote to me from another Trace Adkins page and said, hey, it was really nice seeing you at my show. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Trace. And I deleted it. But most people are not like that, I guess. Most people would just believe it or want to believe
Gullible.
It.
Who do you think I would be the best at impersonating? Because I'm trying to bring in a little extra cash on the side as well, and I could use, $300 million.
Okay, so I think you should actually, you should be a boy, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, thanks.
Because if you're a boy that is talking to women like women want to be talked to.
Are women much easier to dupe if there's a cute guy talking to them?
Well, it's just that if, like, you call someone as Harry Styles, you know what you want Harry Styles to tell you. If you tell the same thing to the women, they'll be throwing cash at you. Yeah. Please.
Good idea. I'll be on it.
Thanks. See?
All right,
you'll
we'll
hear about
right
me
away.
In the news in a few weeks.
Look at Kara's Facebook page and see what's going on there. 14 after the hour here on the DJV program. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem. So try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The Geek Out. Grado has been my brand of high-end audiophile headphones since the mid-90s, and it's a brand that still makes their open-back designs in a building in Brooklyn, New York. Well, despite their famously utilitarian design, Grado has now released their first pair of wireless headphones. The GW100s look like Grado's in every way, just without a cord. Using Bluetooth, the battery life lasts 15 hours, they have a microphone for phone calls, and do include a standard headphone cable, you know, just in case. Now remember, Grado's are open-back headphones, so the sounds from them can be heard by people nearby, but the advantage is a wide-open soundstage. The Grado GW100 wireless cans are on sale now for $250 at Grado.com.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour, it is the DJV program. So, Jennifer, with regard to the handling of Dr. Ford and the handling of Anita Hill, there are a lot of people who have been shaking around this past week or two as the comparison was bound to surface between what happened to Anita Hill in 1991 with Clarence Thomas versus this business. I don't think there's been anything this hairy since 91, though. Has there? The Clarence Thomas thing and how nitty-gritty, that was just this, very embarrassing.
That was bad. This is pretty bad. It's all pretty bad. I think for the Supreme Court, obviously the big stories, at least in our lifetime, well, my lifetime, would be Borking. It would be Bork. And obviously Clarence Thomas and Kavanaugh. I don't know if it's because I'm an older person. And when I was pretty young when the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas thing went on, although I remember it, everybody remembers the Coke can. But this Kavanaugh one, oof, it's just, it got dirty. It got, the fact that we were arguing about what certain slang is for passing gas on a Senate confirmation panel.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's craziness.
All right. Another person who's in an embarrassing situation at the moment is Elon Musk. The SEC accusing him of securities fraud. It's a civil lawsuit, charges him with lying, or maybe recklessly misleading is a better phrase, when he tweeted that he had funding secured to take the company private. The SEC set in motion a legal showdown, with the stakes being whether he continues to hold control in Tesla or not. I don't understand why this is the government's business. So he is, okay, the funding has been secured. Is that supposed to affect the value of his company, the stock in the company, and that's why they're trying to take him down?
Well, they're saying he lied to investors, which is a serious offense. The SEC
lied how? By saying that funding was secured to take the company private?
What the lawsuit says is that it alleges that he had false and misleading statements made by Musk about taking the publicly traded company private. Yeah. It also claims he knew or was reckless in not knowing that his statements were false or misleading. Because remember, he came out and said, "I'm going to take everything private. That's it."
Yeah.
And so they're saying that was unfair.
What's wrong with that?
And reckless. He has got problems. Forget about this.
They're after him because he smokes pot.
No, he's breaking down. It's not just because he smokes pot.
He's got too much going on.
He smokes pot with Joe Rogan. He's been tweeting late night about ambient tweeting. There's obviously something going on with Elon.
Well, he's one of these people.
He's a crazy genius.
Thank you. There it is, right there in a nutshell. He's kind of a crazy genius. And so do we punish people for that now?
I don't know if we punish people, but certainly you keep an eye on someone like him, because I think it's very possible that he breaks down. I think it's almost everything I've read, it seems like it's leading in that direction. So I don't know.
So what does that mean, though? Why is that my business or your business?
It's not my business or your business, but if we own stock in his companies, then it might be our business.
Well, do you think he's the only guy that controls a company that is crazy?
I think he is the reason that people invest in his company. People are intrigued with Elon Musk. I think he
matters a lot. Not because the Tesla is a good car.
I think Tesla's a great car, but I think people buy into the faith and the vision of Elon Musk. I really do. It's not like when you go to Disney and you go, oh, well, Bob Iger's out. Disney's still going to be a great company, whatever it is. But with him, he's so much a part of who his brand is. I think people who buy stock, certainly it matters if he's thinking and functioning fully.
Maybe I should go public with this program. If people believe in me, believe in you.
Yeah, we'll sell shares. Penny stocks are really good.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer. That's a heartwarming endorsement right there. Go to the penny stock market with your program. 21 after the hour, speaking of the program, this is the DJV show.
Thank you. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
McCartney to me, 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, and Paul McCartney announcing he has written his first illustrated children's book. It's called Hey Grand Dude. I think about Miles calling me Grand Dude instead of Grant.
Like
what
it.
Do you think? Huh?
I think it's kind of cute.
McCartney co-wrote the children's book High in the Clouds back in 2005.
He wrote that during his teenage years, too, didn't he?
Say again, Jen?
He wrote that in his teenage years, too, didn't he?
2005 or...
High in the Clouds.
Oh, yeah. Yes, late teenage, early 20s, probably. Hey, Grand Dude will be his first solo literary venture. Follows the adventures of a magical man named the Grand Dude and his four grandchildren, whom he calls Chillers. McCartney got the idea for the book from one of his eight grandchildren, who began to refer to him as Grand Dude. And then the nickname stuck. Isn't that cool? That's cute. He said, I wanted to write it for my grandparents everywhere, or for all grandparents everywhere, so it gives them something to read to the grandchildren at bedtime. Hey, Grand Dude, published September of next year, available for pre-order now. I think I'll order it. What do you think? Shall I order it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think
perfect.
I'll order it. It's a picture book. So he's got a book now. Madonna's done one of these. Dolly Parton's done one of these. David Bowie did one of them. Good. Hey, Grand. Hey, Grand. How should I say this? Hey, Grand Dude, or hey, Grand Dude.
I'm going to go for the first one.
Hey, Grand Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds better than that.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hey, Grand Dude. Very nice. 26 past the hour. Paul Simon in the musical news this hour here on the DJV program. He's going to celebrate his birthday on SNL. Seems rather appropriate. He's been on there a lot. So this is the 13th of next month. Host Scott Sutton. Good, Doug. Seth Meyers is going to be the host that night, who spent 13 seasons on SNL, make his return with Paul Simon. He's Simon's 15th time on SNL, one of his first appearances since concluding his Homeward Bound, The Farewell Tour. He'll also be celebrating the birthday, what, 77 he is? I didn't know. Huh. And returns this Saturday night, 11:30, with the new episodes. I would watch that. I'm not much of a fan anymore of SNL, but I'd watch that.
Yeah, why not? Quite,
I think Seth Meyers is okay. Mike challenges staying up no matter what day it is. Okay, now let's celebrate the music of Jessica Ellen Cornish, shall we? Known professionally as Jessie J, singer from London, actually. She's got a Christmas album out called This Christmas Day. It's coming in October, actually on the 26th of October, remaking the classics like Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Silent Night. The album also includes collaborations including Winter Wonderland with Boys to Men, you like that, Jen Jen, and Christmas Song with Babyface. She said, I had so much fun recording this holiday album. I did it in 14 days around my summer tour, flying back and forth to L.A. from Europe. She said, I love Christmas music. Finally had the opportunity to record an album. I hope you enjoy the music with your loved ones and create magical memories at my favorite time of the year. So let's see the track list. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Man with a Bag, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at the Christmas Party. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. How do you like my version of it? I could have my own album.
I think you Christmas should do a Christmas song. Album. Dougie sings
Winter
the
winner.
Hits.
Doug sings the hits. Yeah. White Christmas, Silent Night. She also announced she's going to bring...
a special bonus feature. I like Chinese.
I like Chinese. Let me bring it. All right, anyway, she's going to kick off a tour in North America, San Francisco, starting Monday, wrapping up in L.A.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The vote is on as of now. A Senate committee expected to cast its votes this morning at 9:30 Eastern on whether to send the nomination of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to the full Senate for confirmation. That after yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing in which Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh strongly denying it repeatedly during that hearing.
None of these allegations are true.
Correct.
No doubt in your mind.
Zero. I'm 100% certain.
Not even a scintilla.
Not a scintilla.
A long search for a missing special needs boy ends tragically. Maddox Rich's body was found yesterday. The six-year-old had gone missing last week, running off ahead of his father while they were out at a park. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Of your mind, you get a piece of our mind. Let me give you a piece of my mind. Peace of mind comes oftentimes from listening to this program. How do you do? The average, the above average, the below average, all welcome here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. The focus now on the police force in Acapulco. This week, they're all under investigation, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You've been down there. Mexican authorities disarmed the entire police force this week. They're being investigated under suspicion that it's been infiltrated, the police force, by the criminal element in Mexico. Mexican military, along with state and federal law enforcement, raided the police headquarters, disarming 700 police officers, confiscating ammunition, bulletproof vests. They also arrested a couple of senior officers, accusing them of murder and homicide. This is a very popular vacation destination. A lot of Americans go down there still, do you think, or not?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Not as much, but I think it still happens.
Apparently, the homicide rate there last year is one of the highest in the world. It's not the first time this sort of thing has happened. In 2014, local police in more than a dozen smaller cities were disarmed. So what goes on? Is the drug trade, the trafficking, that prevalent that they take over and control entire police forces?
Yeah,
that's a question.
I think so. I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I know that there is a lot of corruption. And that's what the outcome of the presidential elections means something, because I think the last time around, and I don't know if it's not Peña Nieto, I apologize, but I feel like I was told by someone the last time I was in Cabo that lives in Mexico, a Mexican citizen, that the party that was winning power in the presidential election and then in all the local governor races had deep connections to the corruption that's running through the country of Mexico. So there's a new president coming in, I think at the end of the year. He'll be sworn in maybe beginning of next year. So that'll be interesting to see if everything is status quo, if things change, if it gets worse. I guess we'll know.
I thought that was what was supposed to happen the last time there was a new president. Things were going to all
get... But it didn't.
No, it didn't at all. If anything, it's worse.
Oh, all right, another... Definitely getting worse. It's because the corruption is linked into law enforcement. So who's in charge? Who's the good guy?
The guy with the cash.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's the lucky guy.
All right, here's the next thing for you. Churches in South Carolina offering parishioners the option to have gluten-free bread during communion.
This is when Vatican, we've all gone nuts.
The Vatican says gluten is actually a necessary part of the sacred ritual. I guess I'm happy not to be Catholic because I have a problem with gluten. So
well,
now there's
not
a
just
big
Catholic.
Debate.
There are plenty of religions who take communion and pass around the bread, right? So they want
But how many of them say that you can't use gluten-free bread?
Well, it's because they talk about unleavened bread or whatever. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but there is a specific kind. It's not like you can just go and get like a raisin bagel and pass that around your church. I mean, there's some kind of guideline, I think, for what it represents.
Well, there must be some company that's connected to the hoochie coo at the head of the Catholic Church, and that's... How they, that's why.
I would normally be in on that story, but they've been doing communion for a very long time, so I don't know if there's like some big corporate dirty scam going on. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, but it would be unlikely because they've been doing it for a long time. So I just think it's funny that people can't for like 1 second. I guess their celiac disease is very serious.
3 million people have it. I got it.
I get it. But you know, one little bite.
I can't eat much of anything that has gluten in it anymore, and I look for pasta that's gluten free. Breads that are gluten-free.
You should try the veggie pasta. Muffins. Have you tried that yet?
I have. I like it.
The bird's eye pasta, it's frozen, and it's made from zucchini.
That. Really?
Oh,
no,
it's really good. It's good.
Bird's eye, I'll look for that then. Yeah.
It's in the frozen foods, and they have vegetable-backed pasta, but it's pretty tasty.
So, offering gluten-free wafers wasn't big on the agenda of conversation at your church. I know you go to church regularly.
And
does the priest?
I'm there right now.
Yeah.
No, I should go to church more. I do. Yeah, I should definitely go to church more. But this is not an issue at my church.
No.
That I've heard of. No, nobody's talking about this at all.
Really? So we should stop talking about it then.
Well, I don't know. When I heard this story, I got the idea that this wasn't the Catholic Church. I thought this was one of the Christian churches that used, like, the full big bread loaf.
Episcopalians, the Vatican's taken a position, but the first complaint came at an Episcopal service. Mm-hmm. And so, but the Episcopal Church is pretty, it's the Church of England. It's kind of close to the Catholic liturgy and ceremony than are most of the other Protestant religious or Protestant sects, S-E-C-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a couple for you. In travel, actually, plane news. You may or may not have heard about this plane crash that took place overnight in Micronesia. Flotilla of small boats rescued all the passengers and crew from this flight that crashed into the sea. It was on its way to land at an airport in Micronesia, so it was close enough to the water, so the plane sunk. But everybody got out. That's, I guess, a happy ending to a story like that. Here's the story of a distraught mother who is going after an airline because a male flight attendant told her to stop breastfeeding. Kelly Payne feeding her one-year-old son Lex on this plane from London Gatwick to New York. She was left in tears, traveling with her husband, four other children. She was approached during takeoff by the male lead crew member who told her to stop breastfeeding and fasten her child into a seat. So is it about safety, or is it about not being exposed as you feed the child, one would wonder, and I don't know that I have an answer to
how
that.
How do you buckle a one-year-old child into a seat anyway?
Yeah. You do
They're
not.
They're squishy.
Yeah.
You
and
put them in.
You need
the
seat,
one thing
you
that
hold
I,
them on your lap.
Yeah, the one thing that I've heard, too, is a lot of the time when you have newborn babies, they have, you know, it's very painful for them when their ears pop when you're going up in the
air.
It's horrible.
And
one way
of
avoiding that is by breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because they're focused on something else, and it's more comforting
to
them.
Plus, they're using their suction muscles, which, if you chew gum, that's kind of
I don't know. It seems stupid. And for me, if I'm on a plane, anything that prevents a small child from crying and screaming the whole time, let them do anything that stops that from happening. And breastfeeding is like one of the ways of doing that. So I don't understand.
Suck on this.
I'll breastfeed if it makes your kid shut up.
So, but this shows you the cluelessness of people. The airline of this, of course, this is going to go viral. People, everybody's got their iPhone, so they take, there's all kinds of pictures of this going on and audio of this altercation. The guy looked stupid, and it was embarrassing for everybody. And so they had to apologize and give these people vouchers and stuff like that.
Well, this is just another one of those cases where someone is so used to following the rules and just like going down a list of being like, well, everyone needs to be buckled in. This is the rule. So you go over and tell a one-year-old to be buckled in. When if you just use common sense, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, next thing is on Delta, a fashion brand founder, Delaney Eva Liu, claimed that the flight crew on this plane failed to properly assist her when she was sexually assaulted by a drunk guy sitting next to her.
Oh, boy.
She tweeted that during the flight from Chicago to Los Angeles, she was seated next to two men she didn't know. She fell asleep, woke up with a drunk guy putting his hands down her leg.
I've heard stories about this happening more and more on planes, especially from people who are taking a sleeping pill or something to knock them out on a plane, and they're waking up with someone's hands down their pants. That's so bizarre.
There are two pieces of information here that are really troubling. One of them is the sexual assault itself. And then when this lady made it clear to Delta that this had gone on and there were pictures of it, they came back by offering her a $200 voucher for her next flight. That was their response.
She gave her a voucher for therapy.
It just happens over and over again because these companies are so big. There was nobody, as she made it clear that these guys were inappropriate and Delta didn't do anything. They didn't call law enforcement.
If I woke up with someone's hand down my pants, they would need to go to the hospital because they'd have a broken hand. I just can't even, I don't know.
Yeah, she said
apparently,
she was screaming, stood up, got out in the aisle, went to the flight attendant immediately. They switched her seat, and then they still had 2 hours left of the flight. And so she sat somewhere else. They escorted her off afterwards, and she's thinking, okay, they're taking me. They're also going to take this guy into custody, and then they just let him go.
Wow.
So she's suing them for $1 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. She'll get something out of them.
Should be easy enough to know who this guy is. She could probably take a civil claim against him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the airline knows who sits in every seat.
Right. Exactly. Good thinking, Jennifer. I'm glad I have
you
on my side. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
I'm Al Peterson, reporting for Cummins. Do you have a plan in the event of severe weather or a disaster? Cheryl Nelson, disaster preparedness expert, offers her tips on how to make sure your home, your family, and your pets are safe. Cheryl, why should people be thinking about disaster preparedness now?
Well, September is National Preparedness Month, and a recent survey conducted by Cummins revealed that 75% of people who experienced hurricanes and power outages wish that they were more prepared with basics like food, water, flashlights, batteries, and backup power.
What types of things should we do now to prepare?
Severe weather and upcoming fall and winter storms can lead to power outages from wind and falling trees, which can be costly and dangerous. Having a standby generator like a Cummins Quiet Connect means that your power can be restored the minute it goes out and will stay on for the duration of an outage. These professionally installed generators can restore power to your entire home for comfort, safety, and peace of mind.
What are some other important tips?
Ensure that your yard is free of debris and that any trees that could topple onto power lines are safely trimmed. Have a family communicated plan and assemble a disaster prep kit that includes necessities like bottled water, blankets, non-perishable food, prescription refills, batteries, device chargers, single dollar bills, and a NOAA weather radio.
Thanks, Cheryl. For more information, visit Cummins.com/weatherprep. That's Cummins.com/weatherprep.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Love is a beautiful thing. It certainly is. I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but it just makes me thinking about love. 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 All right. I don't ask
okay?
me. Just, I'm just
love.
Just,
love.
Just, love. Neither of us have anything to say about love, I guess.
The House has passed a resolution, Jennifer, condemning cities that allow non-citizens to vote. This is a non-binding resolution. Giving undocumented immigrants the right to vote, quote, diminishes the voting power of citizens. The vote was approved largely along party lines. 49 Democrats voted, though, and this is in the House. Other leaders denounced the measure, but it's become so political. It's not legally binding, but it does, it seems to me, set a tone. Look at Chicago, Cambridge, Massachusetts, another place where non-citizens are encouraged to vote in local elections. But the bill specifically calls out San Francisco, which has allowed undocumented immigrants to vote in local school board elections this year. How is this possible? How in the name of heaven does anybody who doesn't have their head up their shorts think this is okay? You know, we talk about the Russians interfering. We don't have to worry about the Russians interfering or the Chinese. We're letting people who have no business in a voting booth go vote.
Saying that they get to vote in local elections. No. Become a citizen.
No.
Do it the right way.
No.
I'm with you.
No. Thank you. I'm glad you're with me, Jennifer. 10 before the hour. Rather have you with me than not.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Seems like only last week. Oh, gee, it was last week when we had a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com, in which he gets to go through all of the things, the experiences that he has as he test drive cars all around the country and all around the world. And he actually gets paid to do that, folks. Can you imagine? I just do it for fun, much as anything else. But if somebody wanted to write me a check, if you need somebody to tag along with you, Nick, on some of these excursions, you might ask me. I'm a good driver. I'm a good conversationalist. I'm lots of fun to be around. And I love to put my, what is it, the pedal to the metal. So we'll take a trip somewhere together. So speaking of trips, Elon Musk apparently is on a trip, literally and figuratively. But I don't understand, and I was talking about this actually earlier, how the SEC gets away with charging him with fraud. Is it just because he said, I'm going to take my company private, and that caused the stock price to go up? What really caused this focus?
It's the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so one of the biggest problems is when you say something about your business that isn't true, like the Doug Stephan radio program in the morning is going to triple its listeners by the end of the week, and we're going to have an extra million advertisers.
Yes, that's true. How'd you know that? That's true.
If that's not true and everybody runs out and buys shares in your radio show because they heard this news from you, and then you don't materialize with those profits, that's the problem. And this is basically what he did. He said things that weren't the Securities and Exchange Commission believes weren't true, affecting the stock price, and he has a problem there because you can't manipulate your own stock price. But he has bigger problems on the horizon, two very big problems. The first one is The Securities and Exchange Commission never works single-handedly. They always work with the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice are the guys that can send you directly to jail. They have the authority to do that. And there is more things waiting. If you look at page 5 of the complaint against Elon Musk, it looks like other charges are brewing. And the second one is he has until the end of December to refund Tesla, the car company, because they're going to be out of money again. And if he fails to do that, I think it's going to be too late for Chapter 11. He's going to have to go straight to Chapter 7. So,
all right. So then what happens?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I just wonder what happens to all those people, those tens of thousands of people who bought those Teslas and kind of like them. What the heck happens to them?
Well, there is, the car company will exist in some form or other. My thought is it will probably be absorbed by an Apple or a Google, and they'll take it over, and then they'll service those people. There's still a lot of equity in the name. People love the name, even though the business practices are a little bit suspicious. The business practices might get him into trouble, but people love Tesla. Those people that are the Tesla fans are, they're like Apple fans. You can never change their mind.
Yeah.
And so there is equity in the brand, but my feeling is, as it exists now, Tesla will not be the same company after the end of the year.
Really? All right. Well, would you think that would cause people to hold off buying a Tesla?
I think the cars will not change. The fact is they may not be making as many of them in the future. If you want a Tesla that badly, you might want to buy one before the company isn't able to make any more. That might be the secret.
All right. Now, let's move on to the fate or the future of Cadillac. Instead of being headquartered in Detroit, where most of the car companies are, they moved to New York a while ago to sort of change they wanted to have more of a formal presence in the Big Apple, or what's the reason for them going, and why are they going back?
Let's face it, New York is quite considerably sexier than it is in Detroit, but they were wanting to be next to their luxury customers. They felt like it was the center of the luxury world, and it was much more fashionable. But what's happening is that they're basically relying on everybody in Detroit to do the work anyway, the people that are still in Detroit for the rest of GM. And so it was a move that everybody raised their eyebrows at American car companies are always centered in Detroit, and they do a good job, and they wanted to try something different. And as I suspected back when they did it, it didn't work as well. It was costing them a lot of money. So back to Detroit they go, and I think that's a good deal. I think Cadillac is a true blue blood American luxury brand, and it belongs in Detroit, and it's the right place for them.
Yes. Send him back to Detroit. It's not punishment. All right. Good job, Nick. As usual, thank you for being here. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.